You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And it is time for Theater Talk as we say hello to David Kiley of Encore Michigan, here with some of what's happening on Michigan's professional theater scene. And you say you are extra amped up to talk about these productions. And we are starting one truly ripped from the headlines.
Yeah, this is in Out Visible Theater in Allen Park. It's a very small theater. They have a new works festival each year, each of the last 2 years. And the play that won in 2017 is a new play won by a juried process, and it's called Unsportsmanlike Conduct and Jeff Stolzer. It's about an NFL quarterback who had a tryst in a hotel with a diner waitress. The two part in the morning after a lot of tension over his real intentions. Later, she files a rape charge against the NFL star, alleging she was too intoxicated to give consent. It's a short play, ran 75 minutes, and the first part of is the morning after. And then we have the litigation, the courtroom proceedings. The fact that this play was written 2 years ago and debuted, you know, premiered this past weekend is amazing. It's one of those plays that's going to have you talking afterward on the way home. And this also gives me a little chance to plug one of the up-and-coming theaters in our community, which is Out Visible. It's in Allen Park on E-Course Road. It's a building that not only serves as a performance space, but also where the theater and music students go for classes. The space only holds about 30 people at a time for each performance. So you're really just a few feet away from the actors. It's a great experience.
And you also are very, very positive about the offerings from the Kickshaw Theater in Ann Arbor. And they're at it again.
Yeah. It's a play called Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And when I tell you about this play, Cynthia, a lot of people I know may say, what a bummer. But let me convince them otherwise. This is a play about a woman's descent into dementia. And one of the things that makes this special is that the casting of this play has literally brought together some of the very best actors in Michigan. Nancy Elizabeth Comer, she plays a woman of a certain age who gives tours of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. And she suddenly finds that she can't remember everything she's talked about dozens and dozens of times. So as the dementia increases, the play is written from the standpoint of what is going on inside her head and what is going on inside the heads of her doctor, her adult children. In other words, the dialogue spoken by the actors is the truth of what they're feeling inside their heads, not what they would normally say under the circumstances. I mean, right down to the thoughts inside Molly's head. She's the protagonist. She's when her mind is working, but it's not connected to what can come out of her mouth. So, but the dialogue you're hearing is what's inside her head.
She's thinking.
Yes. It's a very powerful one-act play written by Laura Jackman, who's a screenwriter. She had to have gone through this with a parent in order for her to have written it so personally, so on the nose. The show also features Dave Davies, Errol Gribble, Sonia Marquis. These are some of the top actors in the state.
And the intimate size at Kickshaw must work very well to pull the audience into this very emotional material.
Yeah, here again, I mean, Kickshaw's using a sort of rented, leased, borrowed space over on Airport Road in Ann Arbor near the Costco. It's a church, you know, on the weekends. It's used for a church gathering. But the performances are riveting. Hmm.
And now we go to some musical theater, A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim at Encore Musical Theater in Dexter. So for those of us who very well know Judy Collins's or Frank Sinatra's recordings of Send in the Clowns, but nothing else, tell us about this play.
So, yeah, as you say, this piece by Stephen Sondheim is known for the one big song. It's set in Sweden at the turn of the 20th century, and it's based on a book by Hugh Wheeler and inspired by a 1955 Ingmar Bergman film called Smiles of a Summer Night. It's about a stage actress, Desiree Armfelt is the character, who's grown weary of both touring and her lover, who, let's just say, he's more brawn than brain. Then her former lover comes into the story, and unbeknownst to him, he's actually the father of her child. And that guy, the father of the child, has just married the 18-year-old daughter of one of his best friends. Look, there's humor. There's also melancholy and sweetness is kind of reflected in Send in the Clowns. There's flashes of farce, but it's the Sondheim music that's really the star here.
Well, let's get a little taste of that famous song from A Little Night Music. This is Glynis Johns from the original cast recording.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns.
And just a note about Glynis Johns, talk about a keeper. We baby boomers know her as Mrs. Banks in 1964's Mary Poppins. She is still with us and about to turn 95.
Yeah, she was also in the film version of The Importance of Being Earnest and some other things. She's a grand old dame.
Indeed, she is. And let's just spend a few moments here. I'd love your thoughts on the legacy of David De Chiara. Of course, he died last week. What did he do for art and culture in Michigan? Where do you begin?
Where do you begin is right. He's known for championing opera, obviously. He's founder of the Michigan Opera Theater. He single-handedly just, you know, willed the renovation of the Detroit Opera House. He's a giant. He's also one of the gentlest men I have ever met and always had time for new people, you know, which is not always the case when you're someone of that stature. I also want to say, and I find this charming, there's what I would call an upstart opera company called Opera Moto in Detroit. And I happen to know, even, you know, in the past year when he was unwell, he had pancreatic cancer. And they were in, like, kind of a makeshift space a little bit on Grand Boulevard. David went to see the show. Mm. He was so supportive of, you know, startup companies. And we have this magnificent theater in downtown Detroit, the Opera House. We have a thriving, nationally, you know, recognized opera company in Detroit that was doing great things before Detroit really started to find itself again. So he is a special man.
Well, you can get the details of all the productions we've talked about very, very easily by going to EncoreMichigan.com and some great words on David De Chiara. David Kiley, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.